Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come this morning with heads bowed and humble hearts. We come approaching your mighty throne of grace, asking you to continue to love us and care for us as your very own. We come this morning, dear Father, because we need to approach your throne. Satan is doing all that he can to turn us around and dethrone us. But thank God we have held on to God's hand so long, we're afraid to turn it loose. We're also praying, dear Father, as Satan continues his assault against us, that we, your children, will be dressed with the whole armor of God and approach him and defeat him on every corner. We know, dear Father, that Satan is trying his best to turn us around. He's always between us and heaven. But let us let him know that we belong to God and to God only. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will continue to love and care for one another as we should know. Too many of our soldiers have fallen through the cracks. They're dying. They're leaving this earth. And a lot of them have fallen in love with this present world. But help us, your children, to stand firm on the word of God and preach and teach so we can redeem those souls and bring them back to the fold before it's everlasting too late. We're also praying, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, that we, your children, will teach this world how to love. Help us to show the world that we are yours, we are gathered together, we are joined together, and there's no division among us. We're also praying, dear Father, as we completely lock hand in arm and march into heaven, that we will never know defeat or retreat, but we'll be marching on to victory as you have commanded us to do. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will continue to support our radio program. We're reaching thousands and millions. A church this small is doing a colossal job. So help us to continue this job. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, go, that we will help the world to know that Jesus Christ is our Savior and there is none other. We also come praying, dear Father, for those who are meeting and grouping in darkness, those who are lost, those who know not Jesus Christ and the pardons of their sins. Help us to teach and preach them the word of God so they will know what's necessary to save their souls. We're also asking, dear Father, for our preach brothers who come and stand tirelessly, who preach and teach the word of God, those who are bold in their stance and in their faith. Help them to continue to stand so they can make their calling and election sure. Help them to continue to preach so they can give full proof of their ministry. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of our sick and our shut-in, those who are in prison, those who are locked down, those who couldn't come and be with us. Give them the courage and the strength to break their bonds and come back to the fold before it's everlasting too late. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will continue to march on as glorious soldiers fighting for the cause of the Christ. And then when you call us, dear Father, and it becomes time for us to quit this busy walk of men, help us to humble ourselves and bend down and go home with you. And this will be enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.